I'm watching one of my favorite shows, and I'm gonna play a pattern while I watch it. It's Lucifer, and it's season 5. And it's not really him right now, it's his twin brother. And she's finally decided to sleep with him, but it's not really him. Yes, she figured it out. She just shot him.
That's what I thought.
And she shouldn't be able, I mean, if he really was Lucifer, then it would have hurt him because she's near him.
How long have you known?
I knew something was off the first time I kissed you. But you always had such good explanations, such good lies. I wanted to believe you. I saw you with me.
It's a good pattern.
That's when I knew. Lucifer would never do that to me.
Get it, Chloe, get it.
So, who are you?
I'm Lucifer's brother. Michael. It's nice to meet you. So what? I guess this means you never really liked the new Lucifer.
You're not the only one who can lie. And you are no Lucifer. I don't know why you're here. I don't care. But I do know that I am glad. Because you made me realize that all my fears that Lucifer had changed were just that. They were fears. But Lucifer and I have this special. It's real, and it doesn't matter how many lies you tell me. I will never lose faith in me and him.
Oh, really? No lies, huh? Well, how about a truth, then? You are a gift from God, Chloe Decker.
So good.
Now, isn't that special?
I don't believe you. It's time for you to go.
I'm gonna come. Other angel brother figured it out too.
I do what I want. Go home. else doesn't belong here. That's right. Your son, Chucky.
Oh.
I'm not afraid of you, Byron.
Oh.
Now go. Lucifer's life sucks anyway. Nothing worse than Oh, I think Zell does protest too much. You see, you pride yourself on exploiting everyone's fears when you've always known yours. You're terrified that Lucifer's better than you. That he'll always be better than you.
Please.
Our brother? The devil? The guy that was cast out of heaven for all eternity? Exactly. Because despite even that, you know.
My nipples are so hard. Just think about me sitting here watching TV, being vibed, rubbing my nipples. Don't you wish you could do it for me? About to come back. The real Lucifer.
Sir,
oh, Thomas. Tom Ellis. He is yummy.
My identity and then wreaked all sorts of havoc on my life. Paragon covers it, yes. Great. Hey, you came down here to tell me this why, just to torture me. I suppose this is the appropriate place for it. Yeah, is there something else that we can talk?
What?
No, it certainly isn't. My soapy shouldered brother is pulling a prank hardly worthy of saying by the bell in order to humiliate me. This is about you losing Michael Sweat and Charlie's safety.
They're in a circus, and instead of a tire in a cage, they have a person in the cage.
Changed up in heaven. Last time I was there, Michael had managed to seat himself at Father's right hand. So, Dad's talking to him. No, he's talking to Father, but he's the only one. Nobody else in the Silver City has a line to him. Nobody, and Michael has seen to it. Michael. Weasley, cowardly Michael. That's something that power behind the throne without being able to speak to Father regardless. But he is stronger than he thinks. Michael's become untouchable in the Silver City. He's not in the Silver City now, is he? So excuse me while I go touch him. I can see that as a poor choice of words. Just hold the floor while I'm gone. Hold the Hello, detective.
No. No. Get the hell out of here.
Detective, I can explain.
No, I don't want to hear it. If you didn't understand the first four times I shot you, I gladly shoot you again, Michael.
It's me. It's Lucifer.
Do you really expect me to fall for that again?
Look at the hair. Well, the perfectly arranged pocket's wet. Did Michael pull this off? I don't think so. Computer, come here, come here. Oh, it's good to see you. Okay, you should tell me. What is it you desire?
I want to figure out how to disable the cameras and evidence so I can nap in there.
Oh,
thank
you.
So the real Lucifer, his big thing is looking into people's eyes and asking them what they really desire.
It's a funny story, actually.
Because he helps them solve murders. And so he asked this cop this, and she said, I really want to figure out how to disable the video cameras and evidence so I can take a nap. She's my soul sister.
Day job and all that.
It's okay. I understand.
I just needed to make sure you're okay. But of course, you saw through Michael Sherrod, my clever detective.
Well, it did take a bit. He was very convincing. And some of the things he said were a little.
Good news on that front. Every word that comes out of that admittedly dashing face is a lie.
Oh, well, that's. Because he said something so insane, obviously knew it had to be a lie.
I'm afraid to declare his friends with Elvis, because for one, the king's still alive, and
No, he told me. That's crazy.
Oh, fuck, I just squirted.
Mr. I'm not. A gift from God made just for you, right?
Yes. And I know how it sounds. Trust me, when my mom told me.
Fuck.
Your mom told me? Over a year ago? You've kept this the whole time?
She just found out about a secret he's been keeping from her. Now she's pissed. We're never gonna fucking bone.
But I don't feel that way. Because I realized, Detective, I realized that whether you were made for me or not, it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters to me.
Hey, Greg Bonnie, WB Studios. Oh, unless I'm interrupting.
Oh. No, not interrupting. Perfect timing. Such a gift.
Wow. Hey, that reminds me. I made something for you. It's just like mine. Why on earth would I want that?
Detective.
Detective, wait.
No, I don't have time. I have work to do.
Detective, you're the only reason I'm here.
Apparently you're the only reason I'm here. So I'm gonna do my job that I chose. I have somewhere to be.
Michael, you bastard.
Oh gosh. What a pattern.
Some stories, trust me. everything you said to him was go to hell? You're totally okay.
Well, you think that, but... Detective!
Lucifer!
Detective!
Mm.
You?
Hey,
you're still here?
Yes. And I'm not going anywhere until I know you're okay.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'm happy to hear that, but I'm sorry. Mm. If God made me for you, he probably would want me to feel that way. So
I need to do one where I'm watching porn. I'd probably be a lot sexier.
Hello. I know that man.
Really?
Yes, that's Matt Owens. I did him a favor a couple of years ago to help get his career started as a TV writer.
It does sound like our victim. You really know?
Oh, yes. Yes, well, after the favor, he'd come over and we'd talk for hours. It's funny, I've been wondering what he was up to. Was
a couple more minutes and then I need to go back to sleep. I have to work tonight.
Actually, now I think of it, we did mostly talk about me.
Somebody wants to say as fast as you can. Okay, hold on. Let me hit the record button.
There could be other motives to kill him.
Uh-oh. Sounds
like we have a say as fast as you can. Sock cutter. He cuts socks. Sock cutters. They cut socks. Socks. Cutters. They cut socks. What? Sock cutter. He cuts socks. Sock cutters. They cut socks. Sock cutters. They cut socks. Is this supposed to sound like something cock?
So you left an interview in hell.
Really, Doctor? An evil twin, the detective finding out she's a gift from God, and that's the bar you stuck on.
And then a deal. The father of
the
child.
This group chat I'm in.
Doctor, I'll put what Michael did right and get him any deal back before Charlie even notices he's gone, okay?
But what about Michael?
Time and then.
Well, that's a relief because I worry that this man having his free will and being a part of the same thing, they are not the detective of Lestrade.
Lucifer, when you come back unexpectedly and casually drop celestial bombs on the people in your life, you have to expect some shock, some anger, some frustration.
In my defense, this particular bomb was planted by my father and set off by my brother, so...
Okay, well, instead of deflecting responsibility, try empathizing. Try really listening.
opportunity, they'll tell me what to do.
Exactly. Like, bring back my baby's daddy.
Thank you. Okay, go.
To hell?
No, to find out what other chaos Michael may have caused out there. I mean, who knows how many people I have to listen to.
Carrie Bellwood, Detective Decker, LAPD. I figured I'd be your first stop. Why is that? In my experience, the innocent don't normally expect to be questioned by the police. I've written 100 episodes of TV murder mysteries, and I got the carpal tunnel to prove it. Opportunity. It adds up.
Oh.
You know the math on this, I can see why Matt put you in charge.
Say the numbers in front of it. Oh my gosh. Okay. Alright. Let me try this again. Okay. One sock cutter. He cuts socks. Two sock cutters. They cut socks. Three. Damn it, the screen moved. I give up. I'm going back to sleep. Nighty night.